friends. My name is Sally Burke. I'm the president of Moms in Prayer International. I get the great joy of being the host on today's podcast. We're on podcast episode 104, and you're probably wondering, where is our amazing podcast host, Lee? Well, her and I today are going to swap roles. You see, I couldn't just wait to share with you her latest book. It's amazing, it's incredible, and it speaks to where we are today. And before we welcome her on the air, I just want to share a little bit about Lee. She's a passionate Bible teacher, a gifted writer. The words that she uses as she writes is amazing. A dynamic speaker. She also serves in Moms in Prayer as an area coordinator. And that is such a vital role for us as we pray for the children in schools. She's a dear, dear friend. She's a partner in this ministry. She serves on staff as a podcast and also the creative writer for our ministry. And so join me as we welcome Lee. Hi, Lee.
Hi, Sally Burke. It's so fun to do this with you.
This is great. This is great. It's a little bit nervously. You do such a good job. We always have so much fun being on the podcast with you, but I couldn't help it. I mean, Lee, today, if you think about it, still in the midst of this worldwide pandemic called COVID-19. And just recently, we saw the brutal killing of George Floyd. And the outcome of that was some peaceful protests, but also violence and our towns being burned down. And a lot of it is impacting and affecting young people. And they don't know what to do with their frustration, with their anger. And violence is not the answer. And I think as our audience hears, as mamas hear, their hearts are breaking. They're thinking, my children are going to be living in this place. And you're an amazing, amazing book, Countercultural Parenting, Building Character in a World of Compromise. And Lee, you had no idea when you were penning these words what would be happening, did you?
No, we had no idea 2 years ago when we started writing that this climate would wait for us at a launch date. You know, you've written lots of books. We talk about them all the time, but we write books 2 years before they release, and it stirs in our heart for years before that. Only God could appoint this timing for a release of a book like this. But just, I just have to say alongside of you, our hearts are wide open and we are begging God for our kids, for salvation of the lost through prayer in the way that Moms in Prayer has taught us to, but with hearts just asking God, you just have to work. I just keep saying the name Jesus, Jesus, Jesus as I watch the news because there is no hope but him outside of him. And gosh, Sal, I'm just so grateful to be a part of this ministry.
One of the things we love to do at Moms in Prayer is we love to equip and empower the women. We love to give them tools. And I think this book is an amazing tool. Lee, you and I have discussed this many a time. We truly believe that children do not have to be conformed to this world, yet can rise up and impact their world for Christ.
Without a doubt, our children could be the change agents that God uses to set this world aflame. You and I both have read lots of revival stories, and I have chills just thinking about now, right now, that how many of them were begun when young people said, I love Jesus. When children are the ones who begin praying and the parents circle around them and protect them and hedge this thing in while it grows and nurtures before it takes off running in the world. And not only have we read that historically, Sally, you and I have seen it. We have seen schools come alive, and we know this can happen through our kids. We're begging him to do this through our kids.
You know, I'm wearing this shirt that was sent my way, this amazing shirt that you gave me that goes along with the book and Revivalist. And as we talk about that, and I want to talk about that in detail, but if you could see the back of my shirt, it would say, it begins at home. And I got to tell you, my four kids were my most important outpouring of my life, of my prayers, besides God and my husband. They came in and I just poured in prayer and the word of God. And all of them impacted their elementary school, their middle school, their high school, and their college. They were able to see revival. Sometimes they were in the class that was deemed, oh, this is the worst class we've ever seen on the campus. And yet by the time they graduated, it was like the principal's favorite. And our kids had something to do with it. But talk to me. I love the definition that you write in this book. When you write a book, you write deep and rich and filled with God's word, filled with God's promises that a mom, a dad can read this and go, yes, this is for my child. But talk to me about the true definition. When we talk about a revivalist, what are we saying?
Well, Sal, just let me back up for a second, because I mean, I've said this so many times that it maybe has lost its power, that I studied, and I think it's like almost 10 years ago now, study biblical revival and historical revival. And I was looking to see if there was any commonality between biblical revival and historical revival. And I was doing that from a Bible study perspective. And I used to say 10 years ago, I would have said, I am good at Bible study. Like, I knew that God had gifted me as a Bible teacher, but I would have told you I'm lousy at prayer. And it wasn't like I wasn't praying. It was like I hadn't been taught how to pray intercessory. And Marlee Gritter, who was the executive vice president of Moms in Prayer, and I met unexpectedly at a conference. And out of nowhere, she said to me, can we get together and have coffee? And all she did in that meeting was tell me about Moms in Prayer and about how I could pray. And I just started bawling my eyes out, because God had shown me in Bible study that the way that things change, the way that revival happens, is that we begin to pray. And so Moms in Prayer taught me how to do that. And so over the years, I've just heard the Lord say over me, I have chosen you to believe for revival. And as I look around, and Sally, you do too, we look around and we realize, like, not everybody has received that same call over their lives or gotten the memo, you know? It's we're like, you say you want revival, but do you know what you need to do to get there, you know? And so, like, we have to pray, and it's not okay to not be good at this. As I've asked the Lord, what is a revival? Like, I just feel like that's the whisper on my heart. Like, I've called you to be a revivalist. And as I said, what is that? That, I mean, you know this, you've read it, but I believe it's a person who God chooses to carry the flame of faith and hope in a generation. And Moms in Prayer moms are revivalists. Like, we are the ones believing that a generation could see the working of God. And so anyone can be a revivalist, but I believe there are a few of us that God says, I'm whispering this over your heart so loud and so clear that you can't get away with it.
And Lee, we don't only just believe that our children in this generation can see revival, but we're seeing it. You know, we see on the news, we see a small part, but yet we see a generation who's rising up, who's so passionate about Christ that they will hit their sphere of influence. And you're right. At Moms in Prayer, we learn not just to pray for our wants. We learn to pray what God's will is. We learn to unleash His word. We touch heaven, unleashing His power and His word into our children's lives. And then watch God transform them, not me. And that's another thing I love about your book is, you're so real in it. We're not perfect. Our kids aren't perfect. They have all their faults. We're learning. God is teaching us as we go. That book is very real. Here's some struggles I saw in my family. Yet this is what God taught me. This is what God showed me. So another mom can take it. And you and I, you're right. With warring on our knees, we have learned that it's God who began that good work who will complete it. Not you, not me, but God who did that.
I think that when we get together with the leadership of Moms in Prayer, that has filled me with joy and a peace about serving and ministering, even though my family's not perfect. Because so many of the moms that are in leadership have prodigal kids. They have had their hearts broken. They have seen the movement of God too, but we do not have to be perfect to stand up and say, this is what God's word says, come pray with me. And fortunately, I don't have to have a family that has it all together to say, this is what God says. This is what we're aiming for. And actually, I think, you know, it's biblical that we would say that in our weaknesses, God is made perfect. As we say, my child struggled with pornography. As we expose that kind of sin, actually, it frees other moms up to go, yeah, me too. I mean, I remember an episode where you said, we've got a kid that has a mental health issue, you know, yes. And that frees me up the day that I say to you, Sally, my kid has a mental health issue. Like, how do you find God in the middle of it? And I, like, moms and prayer moms are not perfect. We're prayerful, believing a God that is perfect and is enough for us in our parenting journey.
Well, what's so amazing too is our hearts can be aching, whether it be for the prodigal or you know, a health issue or whatever it may be. But at the same time, we're filled with great expectation, great hope. Yeah. And it's so hard for people to see that when you know his word, when you pray it out, you have great expectation that God is going to move and you don't give up. You keep on praying and that other mom comes alongside of you when you're super weak, when you're super tired, when you don't think you can breathe another prayer, and they lift up your arms and you go forward. And it's one step at a time, one day at a time. But it is an amazing journey. And God has gifted you in such a way that anybody who reads this book says, I can do this. You know, remember Dr. Dobson? He's a dear friend of ours. We've been with him. And he said, he goes, I was a perfect parent until I had children.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all can relate to that. We all can say, oh yeah, I know how to do it until we watch our child stumble. And they were like, what we're doing. But we're not even talking about helping them up. We're talking about sending them forth. We're talking about empowering them. We're talking about them impacting their school campuses, their college campuses, their homes. You know, if they're married, they have kids, we want them to impact their homes for Christ. So it's even taking it to the other level, not just skating by, not just because they're going to hit trials, they're going to hit tribulations. But how do they rise above to the fulfillment of what God has?
Well, I think it's important that as parents, we put a vision before our kids that is bigger than just themselves, you know, and believe that God has called them to be world changers. And it doesn't matter what their personality is. I have a daughter who is brutally shy, but she's loving people behind the scenes. Is that world changing? Absolutely. For the people that she does encounter, she speaks Jesus over them, or she's learning to. You know, this is, we need to redefine what world changer is. And it's not just, bless our hearts, it's not just our Nick Halls that stand on the stage and lead hundreds of thousands of people to Christ. It's the people who are faithful behind the scenes doing the work and sharing Christ and being faithful in their places. And so to that end, let's raise up a whole generation of kids who take their place.
Because you're living it out. You have 4 children. Tell the audience their ages. So you're actually living this truth out. You're not just speaking at an audience, you're living it.
Oh, yeah. So almost 17, 15, almost 13 and 10. I am telling you, Sally, being home with them for 3 months so far already with COVID-19 and imagining 3 more months till we go back to school, if we go back to school, like, and working full time, it is being a mom, like, we're just in the throes of it here. And at the same time, there is nothing I would rather be than a mom.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. It's greatest calling, isn't it?
It is. If I did nothing else except mother my children for the glory of God and pray for them, that is a full-time job right there, you know, and powerful and important.
There's so many times the audience doesn't know we all have meetings or whatever, and you'll have to go, just a second, one came down the stairs and another one and down the stairs. And so you're doing it all at the same time. And if you could tell the audience, because these moms are living this out, and I like how you said yesterday in our communications meeting, I've just been with them day in and day out for 2 straight months. Now it's summer. The same thing is going to happen. Is there a camp for moms to go away and do that? If you had some words of wisdom for these moms who they want to stay patient, they want to stay loving, they want to enjoy the freedom where they don't have to do school right now and love on their kids, what would you say to them?
There's grace for the day, right? Like, Sally, I just said, I'll be there in a minute. I'm fighting for the only bathroom in my house right now. And I just, like, I have three teenagers and they're in the bathroom so much. And yes. I just, this is hard. And there's freedom in saying this is really hard right yeah. now. But I wake up every morning as best I can. I get to my Bible as fast as I can and my prayer journal, actually, and pray the scriptures. And I'm daily, every day, believing that God will provide what we need for the season that we're in. But I think sometimes we just have to lower our expectations a little bit and take the step that we're on. And I mean, I have a book launch going on and we have a podcast yes. that comes out every week. So we have to, I mean, we have to stay on track, but I don't get an A every day, you know, and every day I try to choose. I don't know how many times I've said this behind the scenes to our crew and our team, but I'm going to be a B plus podcaster today so I can be an A mom today. And sometimes I'm a C mom so that I can be an A in something else. I just, the goal is just that they end up loving Jesus and that we can sit down at the dinner table together tonight and have dinner and great conversation. But I really think, like, pick a few memories you want to savor this summer and aim for those and give us all just a ton of grace. Sally, I just think you really need to speak hope to us too, because you're an empty-ish nester, sort of depends on the day, right? And
yes.
Like, I love it when you tell us that the seasons change and that they're good too. Like, what are you doing right now to survive this? It's not easy for you guys either.
Well, it's a little bit different. And what I want to, if I were to share with them right now that God has handpicked you, chosen you, and he's going to empower you, equip you for this period of time. No other young mom has faced what you face. They face different things. They're
right.
World War II, different things going on. But you're being hit all at the same time. Yet God is going to give you the most sweetest, most incredible memories that you can imagine. And really listening to your kids, because my season is totally, completely different. And one of the factors that I just watched what Moms in Prayer did, I would always pray for my kids and for myself, be completely humble and gentle and patient, bearing each other in love, keeping that unity in Christ. And today, mine are grown, they're adults. They still love each other. They still want to hang out. We'll be hanging out this Sunday together and doing that. So it is a total, you will get rest. You will get rest. But during this season, I want Moms in Prayer women at headquarters, us at our age, are there to encourage you. If you're not part of Moms in Prayer, you're going to want to be. Because us moms have gone through your season, we're there to hold your hand. We're there to hear you. We're there to pray for you. We're there, if we have any wise words, we're there to give it to you. But yes, this too shall pass, believe it or not. And you will say, I survived. And your family will say, I survived. But that will also be something that unifies your family. Because years later, you all will come together and go, remember when? Remember when we were hunkered in? Remember that time when we actually had time to pray together? Actually, all of us as teenagers were together and we prayed for one another. That will never be stolen from us.
I think that God may have given us the biggest reset we have ever had. I mean, like, the arc was pretty significant, right? But we have had the biggest reset. It's like we all went into a holy time out and with our families. And I can't begin to tell you what a gift that has been, that it was moving so fast that now we long for time together as a family. I didn't know to pray for this, Sally. You know, when I'm praying that I would steward the last year with my son at home well, which I didn't even know would come. Like, when you're sending him to kindergarten, you just don't know this is going to happen. But when I was praying, like, Lord, help us to savor these family memories, I had no idea that the answer to our prayer would be COVID-19 and stay at home. You know, like, so what if we started reframing this and saying this is an opportunity rather than what has just happened to us, which there's room for that too.
Yes. And I don't think most people realize that parents are the biggest influence on their kids. I even see my kids as young adults. They still come to us for words of wisdom, for words of encouragement. You are, moms out there who are listening, if dads are listening, you are the most vital influence in their lives. And the book Countercultural Parenting is a tool to help you in that way and really to encourage you and empower you, because you're like, I don't know what to do. You got the Bible and then you got some instructions in here. And I just want to ask you just about a few of the chapters, Lee, because for me, these were tremendous. And when you say, welcome to the revolution, living countercultural, what are you saying to them? Are you really saying that what's happening today, we can counter to that?
Yeah. And you know, I'm not contrary by nature, Sally. Usually upbeat. I know some people that they want to rub you wrong. Every encounter that they have, it seems like that's, I am not saying that we're being countercultural just so that we're abrasive. I just think that as parents, when we have a goal in mind that our kids would love, serve, and glorify Jesus with their lives, if that's the goal that we have in mind for them, which is biblical, then we look at the goal that the world has, which is that they would live for their pleasure, live for notoriety, for getting their own. In America, it's the American dream with a house of their own, white picket fence, 2.5 children that they can control and are well-groomed and mannered. If we're living for that, then we're headed in one direction. Countercultural parents are looking around right now and going, wait, the culture is headed in one direction. And it's for self. Countercultural parents are looking in the opposite direction at God and saying, actually, we're supposed to be living for the glory of God. And it is pulling us in two separate directions. So the reason that this is countercultural is because there's a different end point of each of those things. And countercultural parents are the ones who spin around and say, we're going where God says that we need to go because we know the outcome, and where the society is headed is not good for us. It's not good for our kids. What God has for us is much better. And so because of the vision that's set before us, Jesus, and what he has done for us, we are willing to swim upstream. And as a matter of fact, I just really believe moms and prayer moms are like this too. We spread our arms wide in the water and catch as many kids with us and other families to point them back to the direction that God has called them to walk. That is what we're doing when we pray for children in schools, is not only are we saying, my family, Lord, take my family, we're turning around, I'm gonna bawl my eyes out, and saying, these families too. It's not enough. It's our kids. It's not just for our kids. It's for all these kids. And Jesus's way is better.
That's so powerful, Lee. That is so powerful. I had somebody that was serving at our elementary school. It's a public elementary school, and they brought on an evangelist club. And she just sent me the years that I volunteered, there are hundreds of kids that received Jesus Christ as their Savior. That's countercultural.
Yeah.
We did not live in the ways of self, self, self. There is no happiness. There is no joy in self, self, self. But as we follow Christ, there's that eternal joy, that immeasurable joy, that fullness of life. And Lee, because my kids are young adults, and I want to talk to young mommies out there, I had certain dreams for my kids. Like, my oldest, brilliant. Okay, well, he's going to do this, this. God just, with his illness, just slammed that door. And yet he's one of the greatest I've ever seen.
Yeah.
You know, so what you're saying is not your dreams, Christ's dreams, not the fulfillment of what God wants to do, but not for my child, but for all this generation.
Sally, I just, not so long ago, my oldest, Brendan, and I were having a conversation. It seems like we're having college conversations all the time right now. And everybody's saying, what do you want to be? What do you want to be? What do you want to be? And we've had people, when he actually articulates he might want to work with kids, he thinks he wants to either be a youth pastor right now, and you know, this could change, or he wants to be a teacher in a school, say, you're not going to be able to support your family like that. And I am telling you, I have those same concerns sometimes. Like, when I look around, I want my son to not have to worry about money or struggle. And yet, worrying about him is not what God has called me to do. It is to pray for him and believe that wherever God calls that child to go, he will provide. And so if he says tomorrow that he wants to go to trade school and I would like him to go to college, then that kid needs to go to trade school if that's where God is leading him. If it's to the mission field, that's where God's leading him. If I say no to that, I do not want to oppose what God has for my child, you know?
Amen. Amen. And Lee, that's what you're talking about in this book. That's what we're talking about in Moms in Prayer, is we lay down our child and say, Lord, your will be done. The fulfillment of God's will is so far greater than what we think. You know, sometimes moms have to mourn the loss of what they thought their child would do. And if they do that, they turn and they look at God's, he opens up our minds to see the fulfillment that is so, as far as the heavens are above the earth, are God's ways above our ways. And Lee, you're right on when you say that, because there is nothing greater than watching your child be content and fulfilled in Christ. Mm. No money, no amount of riches would ever do that.
Well, you just prayed me through an interview, a podcast interview, where we were talking about broken sexuality in America today. And what do we say about that as a countercultural parent? And number one, that conversation was terrifying as a leader, as a Christian. And yet I can say without a doubt that my child can walk with Jesus, and it doesn't matter how broken their idea of sexuality. Their job is to honor God with their bodies. And when they do that, no matter their orientation, when they obey what God says for them, I have to believe God's word that says, in God's presence is fullness of joy, and at his right hand, pleasure forevermore. This means that when we obey Jesus, even in the hardest things in the whole world, we will at one point go, your way was the best way. And it brings my heart such joy to obey you in this. Like that wherever he calls my kids, there will be fullness of joy there if he's with them, you know? And that is just countercultural to even believe that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We live in a fallen world. There's going to be temptations out there. We're all broken. But what we have seen as we pray for our kids, as we ask God to move in their hearts, to move in their minds, and to move them forward, there's fullness and joy, not only for our children, but for us.
Yeah.
Moms as their dads, because we're witnessing only what God can do in their lives. And that is remarkable.
Mm. I think one of the things that we're also just going to have to embrace right now is that we were never promised easy. And I wonder if we're starting to see a little bit of a reckoning that in the United States right now. We have sisters around the world that we interact with all the time. And we have lived with such privilege economically and otherwise, Sally, here in the United States. But like I say in the book, like I say all the time, I have friends that say to me all the time, I am good in Jesus. And that is mind-blowing when you look at their homes, when they carry water on their head for 3 miles, when they don't know where their next meal is coming from. This is countercultural to say, it may not be easy, but it can still be good in Jesus. Within our souls is the most important thing. And we begin to counterculturally prioritize our souls above our circumstances and recognize that in the spiritual realm, it is good with us and Jesus is near. You hear those stories all the time too.
What a great gift to give your children to know that they can find joy above their circumstances, because life is hard. Life is tough. I get reports from all over the world, 150 countries worldwide. Right now in the COVID-19 pandemic, the children that cannot go to school don't get food that day. You and I don't even realize that, but the reports that they're sending me is all is well in my heart, all is in my soul. We are going to pray even more for these children. And so how do you reckon those two? I mean, Lord Jesus talked about that. In this world, you will have trial and tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. And Lee, thank you, because that's what you're teaching them in this countercultural parenting book, is that Jesus has overcome this world and they can overcome this world. They don't have to be like this world. And this world is destroying itself, as we're seeing right now, utterly destroying with hate and racism and this and that, instead of coming together in Jesus. And what would happen if our children did the countercultural thing and came together and said, no more violence, no more hate, we're going to get on our knees and pray. What would happen?
Sally, the only other thing that I really wanted to say, I mean, since we're here and we're having an interview, is that I studied character. I was looking for it and I was asking the question, where does character come from? Like, where do we get this definition and how do we esteem certain things like integrity and hard work and honesty? And the greatest revelation in this whole thing was that we esteem certain character traits because they're found in who God is. And I have to just tell you that Moms in Prayer has played such a huge role in helping me learn to esteem and love and pray and know the character of God, that I could finally look at all these things through what I was seeing in Scripture and go, I am so well equipped. I so know the character of my God, and I can teach him because week in, week out, I am praying the names of God over my children. We want our children to be good because God is good, not just moral behavior, but just good in the core of who they are, and loving and kind and compassionate and forgiving, because that's who God is. And you already know, I just like basically shred the characters of God up into bits and feed them to you throughout the whole book, because it's just like, I just think Moms in Prayer moms are so well trained to raise children that are world changers. And Sal, I just love you so much. And I just want to thank you for that, for letting me get to be a part of what God is doing in this world. It's like everything I study for outside of Moms in Prayer projects leads me back to the training that I've received here. And I'm so grateful.
Oh, well, I praise God. I am very thankful too, and that God laid this ministry upon Fern's heart and she couldn't let go of it. And then you and I get to serve, you know, side to side, shoulder to shoulder. But Lee, you're right. God is all throughout your book. The character of God is all throughout your book. Hope in God is all throughout your book. And anybody that gets a hold of this book, and I know the Moms in Prayer women will get a hold of this book, and many others out there, if you're not a part of Moms in Prayer, you're going to want to join us and be a part of it. But if you're not, get a hold of this book and be filled with hope. Be given tools that you can say, as for me and my home, we will serve the Lord. And you're going to see, even in the midst of trials and tribulations, that life is real, but God is greater. And you're going to make it through that trial and the next trial and the next trial until you get home with God in heaven. And God's going to carry you all the way through. Lee, it's always amazing to spend time with and you bring joy to my heart. You bring my eyes to Jesus and you bless the children of this world. I thank God for you. Thank you for blessing the children of the world. Thank you for praying. Thank you for serving God. And thank you for being one of those people that we can cry together. We can laugh together. So that's a rare thing, as our work is serious. Interceding on behalf of the children of God is serious, but we have great joy in it and great laughter in the midst of it. I know you always have us do this, so please pray for those mommies out there who say, yes, I want my kids to live countercultural. I want them to impact this world for Christ. I want them to have the character, the wisdom, the discernment of God. I don't want this world to take a hold of them. So Lee, please, please pray for them.
I got to tell you, Sally, you're a pretty good rookie. You did a great interview.
So much fun with you, Lee.
I love you.
I have so much fun. It's just a blast being with you. I think we could do this all the time. I think we're kind of copying on different ways where we're doing interviewing. That's for our fourth step. We just kind of interview people.
Yeah, so good. Well, let's pray together. Father, we love you, and in you is fullness of joy. We declare that today over our circumstances, over our world. And Lord, what we need most is Jesus. We need his healing touch over what we see in the news and over our homes. Father, I pray for the women that are listening, for the Moms in Prayer moms whose arms are open wide. And I pray, Lord, that you would take our children and that you would conform them into the image of Jesus, that they would be transformed by the renewing of their minds with your powerful, holy, and good word. Father, I do pray that you would raise up a generation of world changers who so love the Lord Jesus, who image him in such a way that others are drawn to him. Father, fill them with strength today, their mamas with strength today, as they trust in you. And Father, I just pray for an even greater blessing for the Moms in Prayer ministry, that Moms in Prayer moms would be able to touch every school in the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, that was fun. Prayer doesn't only change students, it changes us. I'm so grateful to be a Moms in Prayer mom and for this life-changing ministry of prayer. If this is your first time here, thank you so much for joining us. You can learn all about the ministry God has given us to pray for children and schools around the world on our website at momsinprayer.org. You can find all the info we talked about today, links to my day-by-day praying for character prayer calendar and the character quiz in our show notes on the blog on our website at momsinprayer.org. Take a minute to review the Moms in Prayer podcast on your favorite podcast app, will ya? I'm partial to all the stars we can get because we want to serve you with excellence, but also because it's a great way for moms to find out about Moms in Prayer and our mission. Drop us a comment on social media. We're at Moms in Prayer International and I'm at Leaning Heiss. We love being on this countercultural parenting journey with you, friends, and prayer makes all the difference. Moms make the difference. Moms with their arms and hearts wide open. Moms just like you. See you next week.